You're listening to yourfavoritemedia.com. Thanks for listening. My name is Monica. What's the difference between a DBA and an LLC? We get into it on today's episode. Stay tuned. Have you wanted to start your own business for some time and you keep hearing these words, DBA, LLC, S-Corp, what does it mean? You're not alone. This is where I started several years ago with a DBA when I was a little kid and I had to figure out what that meant. So let's first start with this. If you're thinking of starting a business, there's so many different ways to structure it legally. There's so many differences, positives, negatives, pros and cons of having just a DBA versus an LLC. But I want to get into why I decided to go for an LLC, and we'll talk about that. But for those of you that aren't familiar, DBA just means doing business as. Sometimes it's referred to as a trade name, a fictitious business name, or an assumed business name. And the cool thing about a DBA is it helps getting on the journey of feeling legitimate with your business. So if your name is, for example, Morgan Train wants to start pulling weeds for a living, and you've come up with a super clever pulling weed business name, such as Best Weed Puller Ever, right? Filing a DBA allows you to start using your business name, and also you can start using a bank account that's separate from your own. So you can go to the bank, you show them the doing business as certificate, and they can open your own business account, which is amazing because you want to start separating your expenses and your profits immediately as soon as you start taking payments from clients. If you're curious about super good tools that are inexpensive that help with your accounting and your end of year taxes or quarterly taxes, send me an email at monica@yourfavoritemedia.com. I'm happy to send you some information. Okay, so that's cool. What about the LLC piece, right? Well, LLC stands for Limited Liability Company, or LLC. And that means that the business is operating as a distinct separate legal entity from its owners. Now, while LLCs require more formalities than a DBA, they have fewer restrictions than corporations. An LLC has to be managed by members or a manager, and members are the owners of the company. So while a manager could or could not be a member, the LLC has to be managed by either a member or manager. So, okay, as far as taxes are concerned, have you thought about taxes, tax liability, and flexibility? This is a great time to start thinking about it because the LLC can choose to be taxed as a sole proprietor, a partnership, or a corporation, which is cool. You have a little more flexibility to see what is best for you, and you can talk to a CPA about that. You can send me an email and I can give you advice that's according to what I've done, but I don't have a legal background and I'm not an accountant. Happy to respond however I can though. To form an LLC, the business owners have to file articles of organization at the state level and then also adopt a member's operating agreement. A DBA, you don't have to do any of those things. DBA is clean cut. You can start right away. You can just decide on a name, follow the steps, and you're good to go. Start your bank account. But how is an LLC unlike a DBA? Well, this is the most important piece, guys and gals. The biggest difference between a DBA and an LLC is liability protection. Under a DBA, there's no distinction between you and your business. So let's say Morgan Train has decided to pull weeds and she gets hired by Sally Mae. And Morgan pulls on a weed and it releases a cascading rock avalanche that lands on Sallie Mae's beautiful 1974 MGB, right? Sallie Mae is angry and she decides to sue Morgan. And Morgan says, I don't have anything. I just started this business. Sallie Mae can point at Morgan's house, her cars, her cats, her dogs, whatever it is, and file to sue using or going after personal assets of Morgan's. If you have an LLC, that can't happen. There's a distinction. There's a legal line drawn between your stuff and the business's stuff. And that's really the biggest reason to get an LLC. And you don't have to spend an arm and a leg. I think most attorneys here in El Paso charge about $750 to have that have your business name registered. But you can do it for much less. If you have questions about that, send me an email, monica@yourfavoritemedia.com. So lastly, why would you have either, or can you have both? Well, I have both. My LLC is Your Favorite Kid. And under that LLC, my other businesses are protected. For example, Your Favorite Media, that manages all kind of media from original music, and we manage people that are in different industries and teach people business strategies, et cetera, under Your Favorite Media. And anything happens, people can't go after me or my things because Your Favorite Media is a DBA under Your Favorite Kid. So if you are planning to expand into selling supplies, other services, or new projects, you're also welcome to get an LLC as your umbrella company and then start building those DBAs. I hope that's helpful. My name is Monica. Thanks so much for listening. Send me an email if you have any questions. Monica@yourfavoritemedia.com. My name is Monica, and I started a business called YourFavoriteMedia.com, which honestly has been my fourth or fifth business if we count the ones that I started when I was 13 years old. I've failed, I've been successful. Sometimes it's feast or famine, but what I've learned is the ways to start a business, grow a business, and yeah, even sometimes how to save a business. I believe we all have a genius inside of us, and that genius can be a successful business. Whatever you're passionate about, I can help you turn it into a business. I want to be your companion on your journey to success and to becoming that genius. Give me a call, send me an email. You can find me through yourfavoritemedia.com. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Monica.